Hello, George Hofford with one of my new best friends, John Downey. Met him in a men's faith group breakfast that Kevin Bowling has done, and certainly in Life Church. And John, we're glad you're here, and we're going to talk about you. This program is about who is John Downey, where'd he come from, start at birth, and then we're going to go on through and where you're going. So welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we're glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's going to be interesting, I think.
You thought me too. You thought I was kidding, but we're going to start at who are you? At birth and just take us through your childhood.
Let me go back a little ways, a few years. I was born at an early age. And I'm really serious. I was born 90 days premature.
Oh, okay.
In 1942.
Okay.
And my mother had already had one miscarriage, and they told her she could never be pregnant again. Yeah. So I was also known as a surprise.
You're the miracle.
Right there was a miracle.
The second coming.
And so I was born 90 days early.
Wow.
The doctors told her that let me just go because I could never, ever grow up healthy. And, this is 1942.
A miracle.
A miracle.
Yeah.
And she said, no, I'm going to keep the baby. And they put me in an incubator for I don't know how long. I've forgotten. I was there, but I don't remember. And when they got me weaned, they said, well, he'll never be able to work. He'll never be able to go to school. He'll never be able to lead a normal life. He's just going to be too weak and too – we don't have it.
This is the 40s.
This is the 40s, 1942.
Yeah.
So she took me home, and here I am today. I mean
– wow.
I don't have any problem. I can – I don't run anymore, but besides that, if you see me running, you better
run.
She took me home, raised me. It was a good Christian home. My mother did not particularly believe in doctors. She believed in God.
Yeah.
And she, as far as I know, to the day she died, she only went to a doctor once after she got me home. And I never got to go to doctors. That was, we just
prayed.
We
prayed. I understand.
But I did go to church. I did went to go to Sunday school. I did as I was growing up. I did all the good things that you really need to do. When I was in grammar school,
mm-hmm.
I was always the last one to be picked for sports or anything like that. I was always the last one. And about when I was 10 years old, my father was a drummer. He was a percussionist.
Oh.
He was a professional drummer.
Did not know
he
that.
He was a evidently well-known drummer because when he died, when I was 10 years old, he passed away
mm-hmm.
from tuberculosis and asthma. And he made the front page of the San Francisco papers.
Whoa.
Now, I was born in California, in Alameda, California.
Okay.
And that's an island in San Francisco Bay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Naval Air Station's there and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a percussionist, and he played for symphonies and with Broadway shows and with vaudeville back in those days. And people don't know what vaudeville is. That was a variety show.
Oh, sure.
I did, yeah. And he was good. I did not inherit his musical talent.
Mm-hmm.
That skipped over a generation somehow. But I have no brothers and sisters, so
yeah.
I guess it's gone. And my mother was a math whiz. Well, I didn't inherit that either. So I inherited something else, I guess. And so I went to Alameda High School and graduated from there. And then I went to what used to be known as Oakland City College. Merritt College.
Yeah, sure.
And I got my AA degree, but I had to work my way up and go
mm-hmm.
all the way through the trials of working.
I understand.
And I took a theater arts major.
Okay.
And I got my two-year degree, my associate in arts degree. And I got, in California in those days, you could get a teaching credential with an AA degree mm-hmm. for night school.
Okay.
Adult school.
Okay.
And so I did that. And I taught for a while, and I was doing that as I – because I had to work my way through school. I found out as I was growing up that we were sort of poor. And mm-hmm. not, you know, my mother was raising me with my grandmother in that sure. one house. And in Alameda, it was a beautiful, beautiful bedroom community in those days. It was absolutely beautiful. And she said, you know, you can go to college and you do whatever you want to do, but you got to work your way through it.
I understand.
And so I did that and I worked and I went to San Francisco State College, okay. which is now California State University at San Francisco.
Cal State, yeah.
And I guess that's what they call it. I mm-hmm. don't know. It was one of the best drama schools yeah. in the country in those days.
John, I'm so mesmerized. I want to introduce you again. John Downey with George Hallford on Local Matters. I was supposed to have done that a couple of minutes ago, but I just got amazing. So how much I've learned about you. So let's carry on.
So I went to San Francisco State, mm-hmm. and I managed to go through I got all the way through a 4-year degree in 6 years. Mm-hmm. I did it because I had to work my way through.
And working full time.
I did. Yeah. I worked full time, and I worked in various jobs and things, and then the summers I did strange things. I went with the circus one or two summers.
Okay.
Big John Strong Circus in California, Nevada,
yeah.
Oregon, Washington, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I also, during the school year, I worked on the weekends. I went and worked up this good part of it. I went to Stockton, California, where they had a ghost town, a movie set type ghost town that mm-hmm. tourists could go into.
Oh, man.
And I worked as a stuntman. And I also appeared in a couple of films.
Wow.
And TV shows. I don't
this
remember
is
that.
A guy that couldn't do anything as a baby, right?
Right. Now that's the one.
Now you're yeah. a stuntman.
God was good to me. I mean, he's been good to me all the time. I've always felt his hand on my shoulder, as I like to put it.
Sure.
Either pushing me or pulling me or doing what is required to get me where I'm supposed to be at
there
that
point. There is providential
I do
guidance.
Believe that.
I believe that strongly.
I believe that all the way, yeah. And I've had my share of accidents and a few things like that. I got burned badly at the stunt I got burned
wow.
on the face pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so that took me, I had to take a few weeks off from school at that point, but I made it. And I did inherit one thing, and I'm not really proud of this, but I will admit to it. I did inherit one thing from my dad in my younger days, his temper.
Oh, yeah.
He
oh,
had
yeah.
a
oh, yeah.
flashpoint, and I did too, and I did it.
Well, you would never know that today.
I pretty much overcome that, thanks to the Lord. I really have, so I got there. I went to San Francisco State. I got mm-hmm. my degree finally mm-hmm. after doing all these weird, odd jobs and all strange.
What an experience. What an education you got
education.
Doing all that.
Yeah. yeah. And I got graduated there, and I started teaching there.
Okay.
I went to work in the theater arts department, and I was teaching stage properties, which is a big subject. People don't realize that, but it's the stuff that goes on making a film or making a stage play.
And you're
or
right there in California, yeah. right in the middle of all.
Really was.
Yeah.
And it was good. And I really, you know, I managed to go through that quite a ways and managed to just do what I had to do.
Sure.
And then I got a job offer suddenly in Nevada, University of Nevada at Reno.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved up there and I was a resident stage manager. And I was lighting and scenic designer and teaching lighting and
wow.
scenic design at
yeah.
at that university. And I stayed there for a couple of years or a little more. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the mm-hmm. area. The people were good. The things were nice. And things were going real well. And I liked it.
Great.
And then I met a person called – I had been to the university for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching up there, 2.5, something mm-hmm. like that. And right around, I want to say 71, but that's wrong. 69, yeah, 71, around that. I met a lady by the name of Skippy Lynn.
Okay.
And her sister was a teacher at the, or a professor at the university mm-hmm. in English. And we became friends, and I met Skippy. And Skippy came down, and she introduced herself as She was the head of the Army Entertainment Program.
Okay, okay.
And I didn't know the Army had an entertainment program, of course, and most people don't.
No, no.
And so I said, well, that's nice, and I looked into it, and she said, I'd like to offer you a job working for the Army Entertainment Program. And I said, well, you have to tell me what that is. I don't know. She said, well, basically, it's kind of like community theater for soldiers.
Wow.
And we have music centers and theater centers. And she said, we'd like you to come and work with the soldiers and put on shows for soldiers by soldiers and their families.
Okay.
And I said, well, okay, that's – and they, to be honest with you, which I'm still not real sure why or what, but they pay more than the college paid as a teacher in the college.
Yeah.
And so I did. I went to work in 1971 for the Department of Defense, or Department of Army, Department
so
of Defense.
So it's USO, but –
No, I didn't get to USO yet.
No,
I was getting there.
But it's soldiers – Performing,
and
you're a coaching. Yeah.
Yep, I was director, and I did about 50 or 60 musicals and plays.
Oh man! Wow.
With soldiers by soldiers, and I moved from there to Fort Riley, Kansas. I started at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Okay.
I moved from there 2 years later to Fort Riley, Kansas.
Okay.
And I worked there, and then I ended up going. Believe it or not, long story short, I ended up getting married.
Okay.
I got married in Nevada, actually.
Okay.
And then we went to, and then we ended up at Fort Riley, and the next part of the story will come after that.
Wow, we're off to a great start, John. Be back soon, George Hofford, John Downey, back soon. George Hofford with John Downey. We're back, and man, we're just really getting in some cool stuff, John. So let's pick up where we left off and talk about you, where you were.
As I said, I got married in Reno before I left Reno, and I went up and then I went to work for the Army, and I went to Fort Leonard Wood and then to Fort Riley, Kansas, where I stayed for a couple, 2.5 years or so, and I enjoyed it very much. And then the lady that hired me came to town and said, you know, we kind of would like you to go to Korea. And I said, pardon me? And she said, we'd like you to go over and take over some things in Korea, music and theater and the supply. That's what they called it in those days. When I first came to work for the Army, it was called Special Services.
Okay.
Way back in the when.
Yeah.
And then they changed the date. They took away that because people were getting confused about Special Forces and Special Services. Believe me, we weren't Special Forces. And so I said, well, okay, we can go there for a couple of years, because that's what it was, a two-year commitment. And so we went to Korea for 2 years and enjoyed it, really enjoyed it. We traveled around a little bit. We were in Seoul, Korea in those days.
Oh, sure.
At headquarters, U.S. Army Korea. And I went down to Taegu when they transferred some things down there. And we lived in Taegu for over a year, which is in southern part of Korea, southern central part of Korea. And then we were still there. And then they decided that we needed to do some other things and whatever. And we were there and we were enjoying it. And then all of a sudden we got the chance to go to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, because my 2 years were up. Port Huachuca, Arizona.
Okay.
And that is in Sierra Vista, Arizona.
Okay.
And we moved to Sierra Vista, and I loved it. I really liked Arizona and Sierra Vista. It was really nice. High desert, right up near Tombstone, right near that area, and we liked it. I was running a music theater program.
Wow.
Music center, theater center, a few other things. And then the bottom kind of fell out after I think I was there 2 years, too. Actually, 2 years seems to be my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife fell in love with somebody else. And I wasn't happy with that because I thought we were happily married. But I was a workaholic.
Life happens, you know.
Life happens, and I was a workaholic.
I understand.
And so that means that we broke up and got a divorce. And,
sure.
And because my temper took a hold of me a little bit, and I said, okay, I'm quitting. I'm going out. I'm not going to do this job anymore.
Ooh.
So I went to a very, very short time to Texas, to send it to Dallas. And then I went and moved back with my mother, and she was by then in Redding, California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to, I got a call from the Army again, and they said, we'd like you to come to Germany.
Okay.
And I said, why would I want to go to Germany? And they said, because we want you to come over and take over. And this is when I learned this one now, that there's a thing called DOD Overseas Shows, or there was.
DOD,
a thing,
okay.
DOD Overseas Shows,
okay.
Or Dodos.
Okay.
And they wanted me to be the chief dodo in Europe.
Chief dodo.
So I went to Europe.
Yeah.
Went to Germany. And I was there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm,
I loved it. I was in charge of, I got to get this right now. I was in charge of seven countries, I think. Germany, Britain, which means England and Scotland, Belgium, Holland, Azores, Iceland, Northern Italy, the Sinai Peninsula, and Norway, to send shows to all
world
installations.
Wow.
In those countries.
Yeah.
So I was stationed in Heidelberg, Germany,
mm-hmm.
in the 8th Army headquarters. Or U.S., EUSA, 8th United States Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm right on that. Anyway, I was at the headquarters of there. And I proceeded to send shows all over that part of the world. And unfortunately, I had to go with them part of the time. So I got to go to all those parts.
Oh, you get world travel.
I was. And it was a great deal. And God, the Lord was, again, with me all the way on that.
World traveler.
World traveling.
I'm going to step in here. John Downey, George Halford, and boy, am I learning a lot about my new best friend. Let's carry on. So you're in Europe doing things all over. Wow.
In U.S. Army or Department of Defense. I was working with the Army.
I'm with you.
I was Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. And that's where the
dodo.
USO came in.
A dodo.
Chief dodo. And that's where the USO came in, because the USO sends shows, or did.
Yes.
Send shows frequently to Europe and Germany and all those countries I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my job to set up the tour. Set up the tour when I got the word that somebody was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. That's what I did. I sent the tours to various places,
sure.
and set up, made sure they had the stages and the equipment and all that they needed. And that's the USO part.
So you met a lot of stars.
Yeah,
and
I've had my share of those guys.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
And I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
And then they changed the name of the organization to Armed Forces Professional Entertainment, because – one of the commanders didn't like being called a dodo. So we thought it was funny. We liked
it. Think it's hilarious, yeah.
And so they changed it to Armed Forces Professional Entertainment, which it is today, as far as I know. And I kept on doing it. But they also sent over what is known as DOD shows.
Mm-hmm.
And those were shows like, some days today we would call them garage bands.
Oh, sure.
Or college units that would come over to have song and dance units and that sort of thing. And I would send them around on 30-day tours around different places, different countries and wherever, and arrange bus transportation and that sort of thing. I didn't go with all of
them. You had a big job.
It was pretty good size, I will admit. And I enjoyed that. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a good job, and I loved the people I worked with. They were all good people. And the stars I met were all good people.
Mm-hmm.
They really were. I met Loretta Lynn. That's where I first met her. She was good. I had a lot of country people. One quick story I'll tell you people get a kick out of is I was sitting at my desk one day, and I got a phone call on the military circuit line, which is a special phone system they have, from Washington. And they said, we want to send somebody over to you if you're interested, because we don't know. I mean, this guy just got a Grammy award, not a Grammy award, but a Country Music Service Award.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd never heard of him. They told me who he was. So I said, can I call you back? And I went down the hall and I went into the secretarial pool area and where a lot of people were. And I said, has anybody here ever heard of Randy Travis? And all the screaming started, yeah. And especially the women. And I went back and said, called him back and said, yeah, I'll take him. And so Randy came over with some other entertainers, and that was the early years. Randy Travis was a really nice young man. He did a wonderful tour. The troops loved him. The women, of course, loved him. Everything that was great. It was mm-hmm. just really great. And mm-hmm. the only thing that when he got off the airplane, one of the groups with him, and I can't remember their name, and that's probably Merciful. no, they were a great group. Great group. But they came off, and I said, "Welcome to Germany." And they looked at me and said, "We thought we were going to Europe." And I went, "Okay,
okay, that's close enough."
Hey, yeah, yeah. So I explained, but they were great, and I had a lot of good people come through Germany and in those days. I mean, we had.
So that your career really took off. You are meeting. Arranging stars and future stars yep. in Europe. Okay.
Yep.
Yes, John, go ahead.
So I did all these stars and these things and these tours in Europe, and I loved every minute of it. And then I got some unfortunate news, which we can go into later.
Yeah, next segment.
I found out I had cancer.
All right, that may be a good.
And that kind of.
Change the game.
Change the game a little bit, yeah.
Okay. George Hoffer with John Downey. What an interesting life and career, and it's still going on, and we'll be right back after a break. We're back. George Hoffer with John Downey, and a scheduler, a booking, a leader to the stars. All the things you've done, you're in Europe doing in Germany, and now we just talked about Randy Travis, so let's move on and let's...
Okay, well, I found out that I had cancer.
Cancer, that's right.
And so I went to the hospital, and they sent me to Landstuhl Military Hospital in Kaiserslautern, which is the largest concentration of Americans outside America, in those days anyway. I think it still may be.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, you've got cancer, intestinal cancer. So they sent me to Heidelberg, University of Heidelberg, and they took it out.
Okay.
And sewed me back up and put me back together. But I was in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When it was all over, they didn't have chemo and all that stuff.
No, this was very early in the...
Very early. So I decided to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of quit again. And I went home, and I came to... I went to my mother's house, and I was starting to book some people to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Finding some agents through Nashville. And she said, why don't we move to Nashville? I said, okay.
That's how you got to...
Well, that's how I first time I got
here. First time you got here, okay.
Into a little town called Donelson.
Sure, I know we're Donelson. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I was there for not quite a year when Korea started calling me again, saying we'd like you to come back to Korea. And I said, no. And I turned them down 6 times. And they finally talked. My mother said, we could do anything for 2 years. Now, my mother reminded me... was almost 80 years old in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, and she wanted to go. So I said, okay, we'll
sure.
go. So I went to Korea, and I spent there, and I stayed 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, we were getting ready to come home, come back, and she died.
Mm.
And so long story short, she was there, and I took care of the remains and all that sort of thing. And then they offered me, they said, why don't you stay a little longer? And I did. Well, and they kept doing that to me for 18 more years. And about halfway through that, or not quite halfway, I met, and I always said, I'm not going to get involved.
Not going to do this again, right?
No, I'm not going to do this again. Met a Korean girl, and I said, that's one thing I'm not going to do is get involved with a foreign national. Well, I did.
There you go.
And the Lord said, well, yeah, watch this. That's what I'm convinced happened. And so I married a Korean. We got her a green card. She worked for the embassy, U.S. Embassy Association and the U.S. Embassy, as a manager. And she got her green card, and we went through all the rigmarole, and we were there for a number of years. And she got her citizenship through Hawaii in, mm-hmm. it's a long story, but...
How long ago was that? What roughly... what years?
Did we get married?
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Okay, that's good.
So we did that, and then when I decided to retire, we started looking around in the States. Now, I had met a guy that came over to Korea on a tour. They call it an unplugged tour. Mm-hmm. He just came with his guitar and his banjo.
Yeah.
Not banjo, fiddle.
Yeah.
Guitar and his fiddle. I'm leading to something. And he said, why don't you look at Tennessee again?
Okay.
And I said, well, we were looking all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. So we came to and she said, why don't you come to Lebanon?
Okay.
Well, we looked at Lebanon and no, it's too flat. And we had lived in a city of high-rise apartments for years.
So, I understand.
And 28 million people in that city.
28 million
people in that city. And so we said no. And he said, why don't you, he and his wife said, why don't you go look at Cookeville? So we drove down the road, and I think God was really had his hand on this.
Oh, yeah.
This is, he is, you know, opens a door every time one closes.
That's it.
And he has for my whole life. We came to Cookeville and fell in love with it. We just thought it was beautiful. This was, of course, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 23 or 20-something years ago.
So you've been here 23, 4 years.
No, I've been 16 years.
16.
We kept saying we're going to move. We bought a house.
Okay. Well,
then we went back to Korea.
You pulled the trigger later.
Pulled the trigger, and then they kept bumping me upstairs and doing all kinds of things. And finally I said, enough's enough, and I'm retiring.
I got you.
Okay. And so I retired. And we came to Cookeville.
Okay.
And we love it here.
That's 16 years ago.
16 right? years ago.
Okay.
And I've been here ever since, obviously.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing, I got involved with, we looked around for a church and we found Life Church.
Yep.
It was a different name in those days, but it was Life Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we got involved with that and we've been very active with that the time we've been mm-hmm. here. And then we've had a great time. And all the people were wonderful because it was a little church of about 200 people when we started going there. And now it's, you know, huge. Now,
oh, yeah.
Several thousand.
George Hoffer with John Downey. We've got him retired now and moved to Cookeville. And what a wonderful life, well lived and still going on. So let's pick up right there. You've moved here 16 years ago. Life Church was 200 people. Today there's 5,000 to 8,000 on a, you know, with their campuses. So it's really grown, yeah. Bobby Davis.
And it really has.
I've seen you at church a lot. And
I'm there.
So let's pick up, talk about okay, your act, well, what you're doing. And
well, what I'm doing now is I got about 7 years ago, thereabouts, I got cancer again.
Okay.
And went through a series of cancers. Mm-hmm. Actually, I guess I've had a total of 7 cancers.
Okay.
So I was working at it, but at the same time, I was working the church, and we were doing life care ministries. And
okay, so you've been very active.
Very active. You know, when they built the Dogwood Park, mm-hmm. Children's Park? Mm-hmm. The
Dogwood Park.
Sure. I was a construction captain on that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was one of my teams.
What a wonderful project.
And I loved it. I really had a great time doing that. And I you know, we just like to do. We were
well. You became part of the community.
We would try, but now I'm not doing quite so much after the cancer for 7 years and going through all the chemos and all that, and then they finally, to be honest with you, they took a major part of my body out, and so now I don't get around quite as much as I used to, but I'm still there, and I am on the board of the church, and I'm.
Well, good.
Doing that sort of thing. And I love Life Church. I
do too.
I love all the people that are working with it and all the people that are going there.
Well, we have a community of faith here.
We do.
That I know
really
Steve, I'm going to leave start naming other ministers, but we have a wonderful group of people who care about each other.
We do.
And it shows. It really does.
We do.
How did you find the Friday morning Kevin Bowling Ebenezer Acres men's group?
One of the guys at the church, you know, you probably know him, Bob Sotis.
Oh, sure, Bob.
Started inviting me to go out there, and
okay.
I kept saying, no, I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for anybody.
That's right.
I don't.
Kind of early.
You have to be there by 6:30, and
that's
if
right.
you want a parking place, you got to be there by 6.
That's right.
And my wife kept saying, why don't you do it? Why don't you go? So finally I said, okay. Well, then I loved it.
How many years ago was that?
It was before I had cancer. So it was at least 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
And of course, the men stood by me through all the cancer treatments and all that. And I went to all kinds of hospitals, and Crossville, Cookeville, Vanderbilt, whatever. And God was – and you know what's funny? Oh, it's not funny. It's great. I never had a fear of dying. Never did.
Wow.
Never did. I just figured that God's got this, and whatever
it's on his time, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I'm not afraid of dying, and I'm not afraid of going. I just don't want to go there before my room's ready.
That's right.
So, you know, the people here in this community have been so supportive of everything, and we just want to give back to them. I worked with the rescue mission a little bit years ago.
So you God's not through with you yet. That's
I hope
what
not.
I hear. You know, it's a wonderful this is why we retired here. Same things you're experiencing, mm-hmm. and what a wonderful community we have.
Yep. We really do. So, we have a wonderful.
We're down to half a minute or so. Anything else you want to say or do?
Well,
or?
I really want to just say tell Cookeville, thank you for all that they've done for us. I mean, we love it here so much, and God, it's a godly place. It's a good.
Family,
family-oriented, and we love every bit of it. The schools, the churches, everything. We like it so much. We really do.
Well, we like you.
Well, thank you.
And we're just very—
and I've left out a lot.
Very, very blessed. Been here with George Hoffer, with John Downey, talking about a wonderful, wonderful life and still making a difference in our region. Local Matters, George Hoffer, thank you for listening.